Now to the Philippines. They're in the middle of counting votes in their presidential election, and there are some very, very interesting personalities that are joining the political fray there. Imelda Marcos is back on the political scene, and boxing champion Manny Pacquiao may actually have won a seat in parliament there in the Philippines. Joining us now is Kate McGowan, reporter for our partner, the BBC. She's in the capital, Manila. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Now, the last time we spoke, I believe, remind me if this is incorrect or not, the people of the Philippines were disinclined to vote for Manny Pacquiao because they were worried that if he had a political job, he wouldn't be as good a fighter. They've apparently given that up in this election.
Well, yes, it does seem that Manny Pacquiao does really have a chance of winning here. He was actually against a rich businessman here in the Philippines, so it wasn't sure that he was going to get through. And as you said, people were worried that it might take his attention off the boxing, and he really is known for his boxing here. You know, he's a national hero. So, there was a bit of a worry from his point of view that he might not get in. The results aren't definite yet for him, but it does look likely. So far, he's well out in front, so it does look like he might get a seat in Congress. But the person who definitely has got a seat in Congress, and the one by a landslide, is 80-year-old Imelda Marcos. You probably might remember her for her shoes rather than her politics, but
Absolutely.
That doesn't seem to have stopped anybody voting for her.
What does that say, that Imelda Marcos would be back in the game?
Well, she was basically, she was standing against somebody else who was a cousin of hers, and really in that area, I went to visit Imelda Marcos earlier this week, and the area of Ilocos Norte where she lives, it's really Imelda land. It's everything is about the Marcoses. It's not just her that was running. Her daughter was running. She's got a seat. And her son is running in the Senate. The results for that haven't quite come through yet, but he's likely to win.
Wow.
So really, the Marcoses might have been ousted in the People Power Revolution. They might have been out of the country for a long time, but they seem to be back.
History repeats itself in a sense. That's Kate McGowan, reporter for our partner, the BBC, talking about the counting of the votes in the Philippines.